Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has partnered with international recycling leader TerraCycle to pilot several recycling centers for non-recyclable materials in our region. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
You know the feeling. You cleanse and place items in your recycling bin, and come trash collection day, you find the item has been rejected, destined for the trash heap. But Marie Agnes Dumas, Senior Vice President with TerraCycle, is here to help. Her company's mission, she says, is to eliminate once and for all the notion of waste.
And the way we go about it is basically by understanding the equation of why there are certain type of waste that are not recyclable or locally recyclable. That's where everything basically starts.
Recycling first took root in the U.S. in the 1980s, starting with drop-off recycling centers and later recycling trucks, collecting glass, plastic, paper, and cardboard curbside. Recycling codes are now imprinted on containers, for example, plastic drinking water bottles, but certain polymer blends, white yogurt containers, and clear plastic spinach boxes are not easily resmelted into new yogurt containers and clear plastic spinach boxes.
In the world, basically, or in the universe, everything is recyclable. The only reason why certain type of waste are not locally recyclable versus others is because of a very simple business equation.
Dumas is referring to logistics, the cost of collecting raw recycled materials for transport and reprocessing. It must be profitable.
For example, like glass. I grew up, you know, in Europe, and glass is like gold. It's very valuable. And obviously, you know, transparent glass definitely is recyclable because the cost of logistics and processing are lower than the value that the recycler can get out of the recycled glass.
By contrast, Fayetteville collects glass containers but doesn't resell it. It doesn't earn enough money on resale. The city instead crushes the bottles for reuse in municipal construction projects, for example, to amend gravel and subsurfacing of roads. But TerraCycle is collaborating with what she refers to as brand partners like Unilever, Nestle, Procter & Gamble, PepsiCo, and Mattel, as well as major retailer Walmart, to recycle more waste.
So the way that everything started, it started because in the U.S., the consumer or so-called customers have become a lot more aware of, you know, the implication of the pollution and the topics around sustainability.
Sustainable waste management ranges from reducing or even avoiding single-use plastic water bottles to recovering the raw materials from all packaging, including unrecyclable stuff. To that end, TerraCycle, in partnership with Walmart, has installed experimental drop-off community unrecycling hubs in front of supercenters in Springdale and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, as well as Sam's Club in Fayetteville, the first such hubs in the U.S. to accept such items.
So the time frame for this one, it's 6 months. So it goes all the way to the month of September, towards the end of September. And during that time frame, that's when we're going to look at, you know, what works and what could be improved in order to be ready to scale. And the number of hubs for the second phase will be defined according to what we're going to learn from that pilot.
When they come to shop, patrons can bring unrecyclable beauty and oral care containers, clear salad boxes, pet and baby food and drink pouches, coffee capsules, shipping materials, plastic toys, plastic bags, even worn clothing. The recovered materials will be transported to facilities for reprocessing into raw material.
We're going to do the manual sorting or, you know, mechanical sorting to make sure that it goes by a specific, you know, type of waste stream. And then once we have sufficient volume and quantity, it's then sent to the recyclers. Then the recyclers transform the materials into, you know, new products.
Patrons are asked to wash containers of all food and cosmetic debris prior to drop-off, which protects recycling supply chain workers and adds value to resource recovery.
Because then again, it makes the process afterwards of, cleaning and sorting a lot easier. So we usually try to ask the customers to come, prepared.
The pilot unrecycling hubs are open Monday through Thursday from noon to 4 p.m. and from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday through Sunday. Search Community Recycling Hub on walmart.com to learn more. We also provide that link on our news site. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.